Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. I'm talking about His Britannic Majesty's address to the United States Congress yesterday, because Charles III is on a state visit to the United States, the first of his reign, and it's the first time a British monarch has addressed the joint houses of Congress since 1991, when his late mother Elizabeth II did so. It was a triumph, this address, as the one his mother gave some 35 years ago. Very carefully crafted the text. So hats off to the speechwriter. Probably never know his or her name. And it's a delicate moment for all sorts of reasons, not least it's because of the 250th anniversary of the American Declaration of Independence. And some Americans might be in no mood to play host to the five times great-grandson of George III. Now, some Britishers refer to the special relationship regarding the UK's links to the United States, but the United States is almost never mentioned. They far prefer Israel, maybe even Canada. Right, so some people say this is an attempt to rescue the so-called special relationship. It comes at a delicate moment when the United Kingdom refused to join the American-Israeli illegal war against Iran and so forth. So the mission of Charles III was to reduce those tensions. It seems to have succeeded in this détente. So this is an all-out charm offensive. And he is quite charismatic. Charles III has many flaws, but he has some emotional intelligence and he can be very deft in what he says, even wiser in what he doesn't say, can handle these thorny issues with sensitivity. So that's it. Everybody knows about the volatility of Donald J. Trump, who can pivot from one position to the diametric opposite instantly and things like that. Okay, so this is very careful what he said. Anyway, some jokes thrown in and things like that, avoiding the hot button issues of the environment, the Iran war, his brother Andrew, you know, illegal immigration, the border shutdown, whatever, saying that NATO was very important, saying that supporting Ukraine really mattered. Well, that skirts controversy because not everyone in the United States agrees. Saying that there were the longstanding links between the United Kingdom and the United States and so forth, and said that democracy is menaced by like the attempted assassination of the president just a few nights earlier. Okay. Anyway, and then he alluded to sometimes fraught relations, saying, with the spirit of 1776 in our minds, we can perhaps agree that we do not always agree. And there was a good gag at the beginning, obviously, a reference to the American Revolution, saying, I'm not here as part of sort of cunning rearguard action. Okay, so that went down a storm. So there are lots of laughs. Okay, so the benefit of all peoples. But really, it was just laying on this flattery, the towel. Trial. It was so schmaltzy. It was some saccharine and mostly lies. No mentions of the injustice in the U.S. The crimes against humanity the United States has committed abroad. The tyranny is often supported the way itself and trying to destroy democracy in the name of American corporocracy. The prison industrial complex. Trump's flagrantly racist and Islamophobic rhetoric and so on. You know, mass murder in the United States and abroad. And of course, the United Kingdom's got a gruesome record of mass murder against its own people at home. They're not going to think about the innocent victims here. So he alluded to checks and balances, which might seem to be uncontroversial, but some Democrats will say that's ticking off Donald Trump for trying to establish, you know, his absolute rule, and saying how Magna Carta was cited many times in US Supreme Court judgments, called Magna Carta was a check on the power of one of Charles III's ancestors, King John, and so forth. All right. America's words carry weight and meaning as they have since independence. The actions of this great nation matter more than ever. Close quotation. Well, I mean, that's definitely true. All right. So mentioning whatever, the importance of so-called transatlantic relations, quoting the late U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who died at the age of, was it 100 in 2023, I think? Yeah, okay. Saying how only the United States had invoked Article 5, partly because Donald Trump is talking about withdrawing from NATO. Now, His Majesty mentioned he served in the Royal Navy with pride. Now, of course, a few weeks ago, Donald Trump was saying that the Royal Navy warships are toys, the aircraft carriers don't work. And what really stung is some of the Royal Navy recognized there's some truth in what he said, and so on. So, well, yeah, the king even mentioned climate change, albeit briefly, something which Donald Trump doesn't recognize. He's obviously anti-scientific, many of his party as well. Some people say there was deafening silence about Jeffrey Epstein and his very close friendship with Charles's younger brother, Prince Andrew. Some people suggested that his Britannic Majesty ought to meet these alleged victims and so on, because nothing has been proved that they're victims of his. So, yeah, it went down very well. And I know people are anti-monarchists there. Some of them, you know, spellbound by the monarchy. A few of them indifferent. Some of them hostile and so on. But OK. And the Democrats are able to say when this Iran war is going on, nobody, even the United Kingdom, which is almost always on the side of the USA, didn't join in. So that's how unwise it is. But I suppose in a way it's a welcome distraction from the Iran war for the United States. So, yeah, it's gone really well. It could obviously go really badly. You know, one gaffe and that would completely overshadow all the success of it. There's that state banquet as well, okay, where Charles III comported himself with grace, with poise and so on, with regal dignity, gravitas. So that's it. So I'll be flying back in a couple of days. Mission accomplished. And actually, the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, hasn't accompanied him. I thought that he would. What do you think? Now, Charles III has a script written for him. Was it too timid? Did it strike the right note? Was it in times too contentious? What say you? Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.